They immediately think of dual stack, and it's sort of like people put equation between IPv6 and dual stack and think that dual stack is the best. It sort of is, except for one tiny detail, and that is the one in the bottom, that basically by using dual stack, you are not addressing the problem why IPv6 was deployed in the first place, and that is addressing of scarcity of IPv4. Therefore, there are some other transition mechanisms, I think it's too much. There are some other transition mechanisms that can help you with this thing, and one that stands out is called NAT64. And yeah, we are at this event where the network uses NAT64 for the default network since 2015, if I remember correctly. How does it work? Well, for IPv6 it's easy, the path is clear. For IPv4 the path goes via translation box that is called NAT64 box into IPv4 internet. This works very well. You can see it that, yeah, you can use it basically mostly for most networks, but sometimes you can hit some very corner cases for which for some people could be very noticeable, but for some people can be like critical. Usually it starts giving you hard time when you start playing with virtual machine or containers on your computer. Then usually those kinds of software are usually relying on IPv4 connectivity, that native IPv4 connectivity that is not available. So there is another standard called 464X LUT, which tries to closing the gap by editing a piece of software on the computer. The piece of software is called CLUT, and in that sort of like reverse translation to what NAT64 does, which is called PLUT in this case, and then. So by this trick of double translation